Now time for a locker room chat with Axtell Girls Head Basketball Coach Brad Brockstrom after three games from this past week. And Coach, we'll start off with your 48-43 victory at Blue Valley Randolph. And you tell me that you guys had a really good game, or you had a really good game up until the later portions of the fourth quarter where you kind of let them back in it. You guys were up by double digits. You guys win by five. Your overall thoughts on that one?
We played well. You know, I think we did, you know, everything exactly the way we wanted to until the fourth quarter. You know, they kind of put some pressure on us, and we had some bad turnovers and stuff like that. But you know, I was happy that we got the win.
Then after that, you guys fall to Hanover 47-25 at home, and you said you liked the way that you guys played in the first half, but unable to hold on there in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, we played them well, down 4 or 5 points, you know, at halftime, and you know, halfway through the third quarter, we were playing really good basketball. Then we, you know, just started turning the ball over. Girls probably lost a little energy. You know, they just the little things, you know, and then the game got out of hand there in the fourth quarter.
So that was on Monday night. Then on Tuesday night, you guys fell to Centralia 52-21. And in that game, Centralia able to clinch the TVL title. And that's a pretty darn good ball club they got over there.
Yeah, they got everything you need. They got speed. They got talent. They got it all. I mean, we're still a ways away from competing at that level.
So now you guys will be in the Blue Valley Randolph Sub-State Class 182, and your opening matchup in the first round will be against the 6-seed Southern Cloud, and they're winless on the season. You guys go into this one 8-11, and that will be on Friday at 7 o'clock. And with how things kind of line up, you kind of like your path here as you guys, if you win this first one, Pike Valley is waiting for you, and you already beat them earlier this year.
Yeah, I mean, we got two games here where we got to go take care of business. You know, our luck with playing somebody two times in one year hasn't been very good. So we're definitely going to have to get ready for Southern Cloud here first, and hopefully we can take care of business and get to that championship game.
And very highly likelihood that it'll be Hanover that is going to be in the championship game from the top half of the bracket, and just kind of how with things are going out in this sub-state. That, again, that's the Blue Valley Randolph with Axtell being the 3-seed coming up again on Friday at 7 o'clock. And if that were to be the case, you guys end up with Hanover, and you said you played them pretty well this past week on Monday. What are what's the likelihood that you're going to be able to possibly put together four really good quarters here? Because you mentioned you got off to a good start in that first matchup.
It's all about the ball going in the hole. I mean, if we have games where the ball goes in the hole, we can be right there with them. You know, and you know, we have games where we don't make a shot in two quarters. You know, it's just, we're just one of those teams that we're not the greatest shooting basketball team. So it's just a night to night basis. And like I tell the girls, first we need to get there, and we have nothing to lose.
Absolutely, the Eagles trying to get back to possibly a sub-state championship game coming up here in the next week and a half. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
Yep, thank you, sir.
That was Axtell Girls Head Basketball Coach Brad Brockstrom here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings.